that she cannot think about that treehouse and not feel good. She thinks about lovable cat. She pretends that lovable cat is in her lap. And she notices that whenever she strokes lovable cat strokes her one time back. She pets lovable cat Elsie. She pets Elsie, Elsie pets Esther. Esther pets Elsie, Elsie pets Esther. When Esther focuses upon that, Esther lines up with source energy. Esther thinks about Kate. When Esther thinks about Kate, it's not possible for her to not be in alignment with who she is. In other words, she uses whatever excuse that she can find to line up. And so you'd say, oh, she's thinking about Kate, so she's creating a lot of opportunities to be with Kate. She thinks about Kate and uses Kate as her excuse to align with Source Energy, who is standing there where everything she wants is. You getting the sense of this? The art of allowing myself to move into vibrational alignment with who I am, and here's the part we want you to remember. Who you are is that expanded version of you. When you don't feel good, the reason you don't feel good is because you're not keeping up with you. You're like a two-headed monster, and we just like both heads to get going in the same direction, you see. Helpful?
I wanted to ask something more about... I would like to... I would like to recreate my body as my ideal body.
But here's the thing that we want to point out to you that you're not yet hearing. You've already done that. But it doesn't feel done. And because it doesn't feel done, you're pointed upstream. In other words, we know this sounds tricky because you say, well, Abraham, in what world is it done? Because I'm still looking in the mirror and I'm still putting on the same clothes. In what world is this done? And we say, if you could just accept that each time you've been uncomfortable in your body, every time your body hasn't felt good, each time you've disapproved of the way you've looked, in all of that hashing out of life, you've been launching those rockets of desire. So over there is the you in the way you want to be. And this is a perfect example because of what goes wrong with most. If you've got your eye too much on where you are, you don't let where you want to be become the dominant vibration. We would like to say to all of you, there is the much more prosperous you that life has caused you to become, and then there's the realistic you that is counting every day how much money you have all the way to the end of your credit limit. And that's the way you define yourself. And we want to say to you, who do you really think you are? And you say, well, what's manifesting is not very much money yet. And we say, then that is the more dominant vibration. What's happening, you're keeping more active because you're spending more time talking about what is than you are envisioning it the way you want it to be. We tell people, take money out of the equation if you want more money, because when you pick up the subject, the stick that is the subject of money, on one end of it is not enough, and on the other end of it is enough. And whatever, wherever you have dominantly thought about that, whenever you think of the subject of money, that's the part of it that is activated. And so every subject is really two subjects, and you can tell by the way you feel which end of it, which end of the stick, so to speak, is the most active. So in this situation, it's the same thing. Which end of the stick is more active? The body that I'm becoming or the body that I have? And most of you are so realistic, you take your body nearly everywhere you go. In other words, you catch glimpses of it, you talk about it, you look in the eyes of others to see how they are approving or disapproving of it. So we know it's not the easiest thing in the world, but for your body or anything to begin taking a new form, you've got to get your eye off of the form that it is. You cannot continue to keep one thing active and get another thing. So that's why people find visualization, that's why people find affirmations. But in this subject of the stream, downstream, upstream, we're wanting you to realize that it's even more refined because there are a lot of people that are deliberately making affirmations relative to their body that are actually upstream while they're making it. It's like, I'm not the way I want to be, but if I say enough words, maybe I will be. Where downstream always gives you the feeling of relief. So talk to us about this. Let's make this the subject on which we move downstream. So talk to us about where you are. Just start rambling as we put your boat in the stream right where you are.